It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dave Winder from Murray State University. A big week for basketball for Murray State. A new men's basketball head coach hired this week, and also the Murray State women will be playing in the NCAA tournament this weekend out in Norman, Oklahoma. So we'll talk about all of those things with Dave Winder. And then a little bit later on this morning, we'll have Keith Taylor, a UK sports writer for Kentucky Today, on with us. And, of course, the Kentucky Wildcats getting ready to play Friday night in the NCAA tournament up in Milwaukee. And we'll talk all things at UK with Keith Taylor coming up a little bit later on this morning here on the Sideline Report. It's a busy day of sports, at least on the schedule today, if the weather will allow. The Caldwell County Tiger baseball team is scheduled to open up the season today at Paducah Tillman, and the Tigers will then play at home for the first time on Friday. And Friday's home game will be our first broadcast here on WPKY of the new baseball and softball season. So the Tigers at Paducah Tillman today. They will host Livingston Central on Friday at the VFW ballpark, and we'll have Friday's game right here on WPKY. The Lady Tigers softball team is scheduled to head to Henderson County tonight to take on the defending state champion Lady Colonels. Caldwell beat Henderson early in the season last year. Henderson leads the all-time series, but Caldwell County has had its moments against Henderson in softball, and that should be a good early season matchup between the Lady Tigers and the Lady Colonels. Caldwell County tennis is scheduled to be at Hopkins County Central today. And the Caldwell County track team will see its first action of the season coming up this Saturday. They'll be at Muhlenberg County in action on the track this weekend. A former Tiger, Jabrion Spikes, and his Georgetown Tigers will play tonight in the round of 16 in the NAIA Men's National Basketball Championship in Kansas City. Georgetown won its first two games in the tournament at home on Friday and Saturday to advance to the round of 16. Georgetown is a number 2 seed for that tournament. The Tigers will take on number 6 seed Northwestern from Iowa in the round of 16 tonight. Again, that game is set for 7 o'clock in Kansas City for Jabrion Spikes and the Georgetown Tigers. And a former Caldwell County Tiger is headed to the Sweet 16 in Lexington next week. D.G. Sherrill and the Bowling Green Purples won the 4th Region Championship last night by defeating Clinton County 66-59 in their regional championship game. And, of course, Sherrill and Bowling Green were part of the West Kentucky Hoops Classic here at the Cab back in December. The Purples will face Adair County in the opening game of the Sweet 16 next Wednesday morning at Rupp Arena in Lexington. Stay with us. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Feel Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. As promised, joining us now from Murray State University, we've got Dave Winder on the phone with us. And Dave, good morning. A busy week for you guys.
It certainly is. And I just noticed this morning it's the first day of spring. So we got that going for us, too.
Yeah, but somehow the temperature went from 80 degrees 2 days ago to 40 this morning. I can't figure that one out.
Yeah, I have my coat on walking the dog this morning.
Yeah, springtime in Western Kentucky. Well, like I said, this was a great week to have you on. I don't think we planned it that way, but first of all, the women's basketball team in the NCAA tournament this weekend.
Yeah, just really excited about that. I don't know how much you followed the Missouri Valley tournament last weekend in Evansville, but I don't know that I've ever seen a team win a championship playing any better than Rochelle Turner's Murray State Racers did. Just an amazing thing. They had an average lead of almost 17 points at halftime in those three wins over Bradley, Drake, and then Belmont. So that was it was quite the scene, and then to see Murray State's Caitlin Young vindicate herself for not being named Player of the Year. I don't know that she should have unseated Katie Denebeer from Drake, who's just the returning Player of the Year and all that. But I thought if there ever was a case for co-MVPs in the Missouri Valley, it was this year. Caitlin was named the tournament MVP. All she did was average 25.7 points per game, Todd. She shot 58% from the field, 44% from three-point range, and she was 89% from the free throw line. And the Racers just played great. They shot as a team over those three games almost 51%, 45% from three, and then from the free throw line, they're a top five team in the country. They shot 95% from the free throw line. And, of course, they are the nation's highest-scoring team right now, almost 88 points a game.
I like teams that score points. That's one of my basketball things. I just like to put points up.
Well, you do have to score more points than the other team to win the game, last I checked, right? But, man, it was they were clicking on all cylinders. They've got a young lady from Texas. Her name is Trinity White. She comes off the bench. And she hit two threes right early there in the first quarter against Bradley. And Murray State's now 8-0 when she hits two threes. So you could just tell when a bench player comes in and starts ripping threes off, it's just really incredible. And they just did a great job. So then, being that the championship game was on Sunday, everybody had to get home quickly in time to watch the NCAA selection show Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. So there we were at the CFSB Center gathering, had some cookies and cupcakes and some punch and stuff, and we're just kind of having a little snack, and and then the Racers get announced that they're headed to the Norman, Oklahoma regional, where Saturday they're going to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes, minus Caitlin Clark. That would have been something if they would have got paired with her. One of the greatest players I've ever seen in women's basketball. But they're taking on Iowa. That'll be an 11 a.m. tip Saturday morning on ESPN. So the Racers will be on the main ESPN mothership, 11 a.m. Saturday morning against Iowa. And then if they're able to win that, they would probably get the number three seed Oklahoma, the home team that's hosting the regional, as they take on Florida Gulf Coast. So, anyway, the Racers are back in the NCAA tournament. It's just the second time they've gone, Todd, and the first since 2008.
I did get to see some of the championship game on Sunday from the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, and a lot of people on ESPN afterward were saying that maybe that Iowa-Murray State game, a 6-11 matchup, will be one of the better matchups of the first round.
Well, it could be. Of course, we know in the men's tournament, a 12 beats a 5 almost every year. So, yeah, why not 11 over a 6? They've got nothing to lose, and I would guarantee you that Iowa is paying full attention to what they're dealing with the racers, because they get up a shot usually in the first 10 seconds after crossing the midcourt line, the first 10 seconds of the shot clock. So if they you would think Iowa's going to really try to make sure Caitlin Young doesn't beat them, but they do have the we call them the four horsemen, and that's Ava Learn, Caitlin Young, Haven Ford, and Hallie Polk. So they've got those four. That's been their main four all year, and then they just kind of fill in with whoever's the fifth person on the floor with them. And you know, they're really doing well. So I'm just anxious to see it. It's great to have the racers back in the women's tournament, and Rochelle Turner, you know, probably should have been the coach of the year in the Missouri Valley, but she's our coach of the year.
So big week for Murray State's women, but we look at spring sports a little bit, and baseball had a big win this week.
Yeah, that was Tuesday night up at Lexington. The racers went up there and beat Kentucky 5-4. Really glad to see Carson Garner, Murray State's third baseman, and you know, probably a candidate for Missouri Valley Player of the Year. He's been in a little bit of a slump, but he did hit a home run, a key one in the sixth inning, I think it was, or the fifth inning. But yeah, the racers threw six different guys. They've got some young pitching that they're trying to bring along, and they just really, really did well. And that's the second time in the past four times up at Lexington the racers have gone up there and beat Kentucky. Now, you got to realize that games on a Tuesday or Wednesday that you see, we call them midweek games because they're in the midweek, Todd, right?
Right.
Call it midweek games. Nobody is throwing the guys they're going to throw on the weekend when you're in conference play. So it's usually a bullpen game, we call it, and the racers threw out six guys there. The one guy who's a freshman and I'm really excited about is Jackson Hugo, big, tall left-hander, really – it reminds me of a kind of a Randy Johnson type body. I wish he threw exactly like that. He's not quite as good as Randy Johnson, but he's got a lot of potential. And he pitched in that game. But, you know, that just gives the racers some momentum that they've had all season. They're 13-4 now. You know, Kentucky's usually a top 25 team. They're 14-5. And the racers are coming home this weekend to open up Missouri Valley play against Evansville. You know, it was a year ago that the racers opened up Valley play by sweeping Evansville in Evansville. So, but there is a little bit of a change. It could be more changes to the weekend schedule because of the weather coming in. So just check our baseball Twitter, Racers Baseball, and you can get the updated information on what they're planning on doing, trying to dodge the raindrops. Right now, the plan is to play Friday normal 3:00 at Johnny Reagan Field in Murray, and then probably try to do a doubleheader Saturday because it looks like Sunday's a wash.
You know, as far as midweek games go, 5-4 is a pretty good bullpen game because sometimes those games end up being 13-12.
Oh yeah, that happens. Lot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it really does. And then there's been times where Murray State was really hurting on pitching, and they didn't really have enough guys to get through a Tuesday game. And those were kind of ugly back in the day. But you know, they're bringing those new guys along and trying to get everybody work. And you know, it's just that now in that game they did bring in. He's the transfer lefty that we got from Alney Central Junior College, Dylan Zinko. So they did bring him in to get the save. He got the last two innings, actually. No-hit ball with one walk and nothing else going on. So Dylan did a good job He's pitching on the weekend, so he's kind of the first guy out of the bullpen. So they went ahead and got him in there, and he shut the door on them, and the Racers won it 5-4.
Well, we keep saying a big week for Racer sports, and another thing that we can touch on here is you guys have a new men's basketball head coach this week.
Well, we announced him officially on Monday, Ryan Miller, who's going to be the Racers 18th head coach from Creighton. And, you know, Todd, we're in this period of time here where it's almost like college football, where you have a lot of coaching moves done after the regular season before they play bowl games or playoff games now. So that's kind of the deal here. Ryan is still coaching with Creighton. They play Louisville today. I think it's at 11 o'clock up in Lexington in the first round of the NCAA. But he's already acting on our behalf as our head coach. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but we have texted quite a bit. And as soon as we can introduce him, we certainly will. And then he's going to have to build a roster because you're losing five seniors. And there's been a couple of other guys, Kyron Lindsay and John McCreer, who have already announced on their Twitter that they're going to go into the portal. So that's the day and age we are in college basketball. Not only do you have to kind of build your roster when you become head coach, but you'll probably have to do a lot of rebuilding each and every season as there is so much player movement now.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, when I looked at Coach Miller's resume, it looks like he has an extensive background as a recruiter, and that's always a big deal.
Well, and the other thing I like about him is that he – I don't think he's 50 yet. I think he's 49 years old. He has been around a lot of great coaches. He was with Calipari at Memphis, if you go way back. That's kind of his start. They did very well there. He was with Jamie Dixon at TCU. And right now he's with Greg McDermott at Creighton, and they've had a great run there of, you know, they were moving out of the Missouri Valley Conference and into the Big East. And once we were told that Ryan was going to be our coach, I've watched all the Creighton games, and if his style of play is like Greg McDermott's style with Creighton, I think fans are going to like it because they get up and down the floor. Creighton's got that 7-foot center right now that's really giving everybody trouble. I wonder if he's going to maybe go to more of a traditional post player, as most teams do in the Missouri Valley, to try to, match might with might a little bit. So we'll see. I do know that as far as the schedule goes, the Racers are going to play a early season tournament around Thanksgiving down in the Cayman Islands, but I haven't even heard who's in it. I know the Racers will continue their series with Western Kentucky, with the Hilltoppers due to make a game in Murray this coming season. I think the Racers have a return game in Dallas at SMU they have to make. And then they also, I think, have home games with Little Rock and Middle Tennessee. But other than that, the schedule's wide open right now, and who knows what we'll end up playing.
Well, and when you look at the Missouri Valley Conference, that conference definitely a step up competitive-wise from what the Ohio Valley Conference was. And what does it take for Murray State to keep moving up that ladder in the Missouri Valley?
Well, it's not only a step up, Todd. It's like 20 steps up. Went from like the 27th conference in the country. Now the Missouri Valley's either 10 or 11. I mean, it's just amazing. We've been through it three seasons now, and it's the same thing for the women's side too. You just look at every team, and everybody's got three or four people that could play for anybody. And look no further than Missouri State. They beat the Racers middle of January, and it was the Bears' first conference win. They had just really fallen on hard times. But then that team took Drake to overtime twice, the champion. They lost both games. But even to get Drake into overtime twice, I thought was really amazing. And you just look at the players up and down the league. Now, the thing is the Missouri Valley collectively going to be able to hold on to their best players? That's the big deal. And that's where NIL collectives is really going to come into play. And I think our athletics director, Nick Oyanko, has set us up to have success in that area. Just got to get the right players in and make them gel very quickly and go.
Well, you mentioned earlier that Coach Miller will pretty much have to redo the roster when he gets there, but in college basketball these days, it seems like that's something that almost everybody faces every year.
Yeah, it's kind of the landscape, isn't it? It's just the way it is, and players are going to get paid, and that's, I think, now really when you think about it, your talent evaluation, your ability to evaluate players, and then your ability to take players, get them in your system, and make them better quickly, I think is more important now than it's ever been. And you know, sometimes you get a player, and then sometimes even the coaches realize, hey, he's a little better than I even thought he was. And then sometimes it goes the other way. You go, wow, he's not as good as we thought he was. And so that's just one of those things where you gotta be a relentless recruiter, which we believe Ryan Miller is, and can't wait to get him here and let him do his thing.
Well, like I said when we started, it's a big week for Murray State sports, and Dave, we didn't plan it this way, but it was awesome that your week to come on the show ended up being this week.
Well, we usually got something to talk about, don't we?
Yeah.
The other thing I got going on this weekend is the Margaret Simmons Invitational Track and Field Meet at Roy Stewart Stadium. So we're going to have a bunch of teams here Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be a lot of fun to I'm kind of dealing with women's track and field at Murray State for the first time like in 5 years, so I'm really happy to get back with them and try to see what kind of outdoor season we can have. And I actually made a whirlwind trip up to the indoor championships in Chicago. You remember that Sunday, final day of the regular season for basketball, we played at Belmont. Well, I hopped a plane at 7 o'clock that night and flew up to Midway and got an Uber to the hotel. And then I was at the final day of the indoor championships. And then rode home with the team, and then on Tuesday went back to St. Louis for Arch Madness. So I was quite tired by the time the basketball tournament was over. But our women's track and field team, they've got a nationally ranked 4x400 relay team, and they've got some other up-and-comers, I think, who are going to really show out once we get going and once it kind of warms up a little bit.
Well, Dave, I always like to ask you about our St. Louis Cardinals, and you know, the Cardinals have not played a game yet this season, but they're currently tied for first in the NL Central, one game up on the Chicago Cubs.
Now, come on, Todd. You're keeping standings in the spring training?
Hey, the Cubs have played two real games over in Japan.
Well, yeah. Well, I know, but the Cardinals haven't played any real games.
No,
yet,
but,
right?
But they're a game up on the Cubs. I just like to...
I got you.
All my buddies that are Cubs fans, I like to remind them sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to the season. If I could, I would always take off opening day, you know, so I could just be at home and watch all the celebration of Cardinal baseball. I've always enjoyed that. But it's just going to be fun. I always have the daily drumbeat, the daily rhythm of Major League Baseball. And I find myself during the day just going, all right, who's pitching tonight? And I take a look at it, and I got my DVR to set to record all the games. And, you know, sometimes I may not start watching it live until about the sixth inning, but I'll zip through it. And and then I've got the MLB audio app on my phone, so I can always listen to John Rooney. And so, yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to the start of the season. They got a bunch of young guys, and they're going to let them play, and we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck to the Murray State women this weekend in the NCAA tournament. And, Dave, as always, appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, Todd, you all have a great day.
All right, thanks, Dave. Dave Winder from Murray State University. Again, the women playing Saturday morning in the NCAA tournament against Iowa out in Norman, Oklahoma. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are financially taken care of for life. Call Josh Ray with Woodman Life at 270-625-0307.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people, and getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Sues Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Tri-Sues in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. As always, we appreciate Dave Winder coming on and talking Murray State University sports. He's the AD, Associate AD for Communications there at Murray State. We're going to keep talking some basketball here in just a little bit. We'll have Keith Taylor from Kentucky today on the show. So stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Cadiz Tree County Tourism invites you to visit Cadiz soon and often. We have great places to shop, eat, and enjoy. Find out more at GoCadiz.com or on Facebook.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the net.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Tri-Sues. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Tri-Sues difference in Princeton or find them at TriSuesGM.com. At Tri-Sues, they're more than just tires.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Once again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We're joined now by Keith Taylor. He's a University of Kentucky sports writer for Kentucky Today. And Keith, good morning. Welcome to the show. And you're on the road to Milwaukee this morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm about probably 100 miles from Chicago. We're on our way to Milwaukee for the opening round of the NCAA tournament. And it's kind of cloudy today, a little rainy, but it's not a bad drive so far.
Yeah, had Dave Winder on earlier and asked him how can it go from 80 degrees to 40 degrees in a matter of 2 days, but that's just the weather in the Midwest, I guess.
It is. You just travel about 4 or 5 hours, you'll find out how cold it can get.
Now, you work for Kentucky Today. How did you kind of end up there, and how long have you been covering UK sports?
I've been covering UK sports for about 31 years. This is my 31st year doing it. I started working in the daily newspaper business for a paper called the Richmond Register, and I started there, went to Winchester, Kentucky, worked there about 15 years, and got out of newspaper business and worked for a website called Kentucky Forward in Lexington, and I covered UK Beat. And that led me to Kentucky Today, which is Chip Hutchison, who you may know.
Yes.
So that just one thing led to another, and I guess if you work at it long enough, you can get to where you want to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get to work with our buddy Chip Hutchison. What's that like?
I love it. Chip has got a wealth of knowledge. I've known Chip a long time. We played in a PGA Valhalla event probably back in 2000. So that's when I first got to know Chip. So I've known him about 20-plus years.
Well, Chip tells me he's been wearing you out on the golf course. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. I'm not a golfer. I'm along for the ride.
Now, we've got the Cats coming up Friday night against Troy. What kind of matchup are you looking for there?
I think Kentucky's going to come out playing well. Troy, of course, is a Sun Belt team. I think they're going to be pretty much overwhelmed by the atmosphere. And I think Kentucky is they played pretty well in Nashville with the exception of Alabama game. I think Kentucky's on a mission. They got a chip on their shoulder. And I think they got something to prove. And I think Coach Pope will make that known this weekend.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Ordinarily a third-seeded Kentucky team has a lot bigger plans than just winning that first-round game. But, with the early exits the last couple of years, do you sense that there's more of a sense of urgency about this first-round game this year within the UK program?
Absolutely. That is very correct. I think the last couple of 2 out of 3 years, they've gotten beat by Oakland and St. Peter's, and I think Kentucky fans just wanted to get to that second weekend. It's been so long since we've gotten to the second weekend of this tournament. People are just wanting to get there. And I think Coach Pope is really going to hammer that in this weekend. I think the draw is very favorable for Kentucky. A first-round game, I think, would be pretty simple, but it could be difficult. But, I think Kentucky, with their schedule and the team they've played and who they've beaten, I think that would pay off in dividends for them.
Well, usually you look at the NCAA bracket, and with Kentucky's draw this year, I would think that's an Elite Eight kind of draw. But with the injuries Kentucky's had this season, that might make it a little tougher to try to advance that far.
Yeah, if they get to the second game, second round, they have to play Illinois or Xavier. But I think the injury situation, early on, Coach Pope had a lot of criticism for playing his freshmen like Travis Perry, Colin Chandler, and Trent Noah, but those guys have really stepped up when they need it. And I think that's going to be very beneficial this weekend.
Yeah. How healthy is the team going into this game?
I think you're going to see a healthy Lamont Butler. I think he's going to be playing probably, he'll be about 75-80%. I think he'll be ready to go. But they really need him to be successful in this tournament. And I think they're probably as healthy as they're going to get.
Now, what's your thoughts on the job that Mark Pope has done there in Lexington in his first year on the job?
I think he's done a tremendous job. Especially with the injury situation, a lot of teams would have folded, would have kind of looked ahead to next year, but with the injury situation, he took the cards he was dealt with and ran with them. And I think he's done a tremendous job given the circumstances, especially not having Jackson Robinson in the last month or so. And, the injury situation can, either make you or break you, and it has not broke this team. It's made them better.
Well, when you look at the Southeastern Conference this season, Have you ever seen the league so deep? And, of course, got 14 teams into the NCAA tournament.
In my years covering it for 3 decades, I have never seen the SEC so competitive. I mean, every single game was a war. I mean, every team had to play well to win. And that's why I go back to Kentucky. They have done really well. I mean, they won 11 games overall in the conference. And they swept Tennessee. They couldn't beat Alabama, but they swept Tennessee. Just a variety of things went in their favor when they needed to go in their favor. And I think the competitive schedule will pay off for them.
Yeah, you were in Nashville last week for the Southeastern Conference tournament, and that had to be a wild atmosphere, too.
It was crazy down there. Big Blue Nation showed up. And I got to see Florida play the quarterfinal game before Kentucky. And let me tell you something. Florida is tough. It wouldn't surprise me if they make a deep run in the tournament. Florida and Alabama may make a good run. But I think, oh my goodness, very competitive, very competitive.
Well, I've got Florida beating Alabama in the championship game in my bracket, so I'm holding out hope that both of those teams get there.
You got Alabama in the championship game?
Yeah, I've got Alabama. I've got 4 Southeastern Conference teams in my Final Four. That's how big of a conference homer I am.
Well, the odds are good for you.
Yeah.
I've got St. John's in the finals.
You know, a lot of people are picking St. John's. They're kind of that trendy pick. As you look at the NCAA tournament, though, there's always at least one team that comes out of nowhere that nobody would ever pick to even win a first-round game, and sometimes they're still there in the Sweet 16. Who is going to be that team this year?
Again, I go back to St. John's. You have to look at Michigan. Michigan won the conference tournament. I think they're playing well. Florida, nobody expected Florida to be where they are. Wisconsin, Clemson. Clemson has beaten some teams. They could make a run. But I think the dark horse, why would you use the word dark horse when St. John's is ranked high and doing well this year? But I think their team to watch. I think St. John's will be in the finals.
Well, and of course, a lot of people are looking forward to that second round matchup, maybe between Patino and Calipari, if that comes to happen. But sometimes the NCAA tournament throws you a curveball, but I think a lot of people are kind of looking for that second-round matchup.
Surely they didn't do that on purpose.
Oh, the NCAA, yeah. I always think CBS must be in the room with them when they do those brackets, because there's always some interesting storylines that come up in the bracket.
Yeah, and the thing that we're talking about around here is the fact that Louisville got a number 18 in coming to Rupp Arena. But the thing is, Louisville hasn't been in this tournament for 3 or 4 years. And so I think they have to start over and kind of work their way into it. But I think, you know, that's been the talk around Central Kentucky, the fact that Louisville got a high seed, didn't get seeded as high as they wanted to be. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun tournament. I just think it's going to be a great it's March. Anything can happen.
Well, you talk about Louisville getting an 8 seed instead of maybe a 7 or a 6 or even higher, but do you think part of that is because the selection committee, number one, they had to put 14 SEC teams into the bracket, and that really had to cause some problems trying to get that many teams in without them playing each other in the first round? And two, maybe they put Louisville just a little bit lower on the bracket so they could put them in Rupp Arena for the first 2 rounds.
I think you're correct. I think that's why they were seeded 8, is to get into Rupp Arena. If you look back over the course of time, Kentucky's almost always been in the Louisville bracket. When they played in Louisville, Kentucky's almost always been there with itself.
Well, I think we've lost Keith on the road to Milwaukee. We'll see if we can get him back. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report. We've been talking with Keith Taylor from Kentucky today. Back with more on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripire. A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like a Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors that get the job done right, Z-Series mowers that delivers a quality cut, and a Sidekick utility vehicle where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Come see us at H&R Agripire on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, for all your Kubota needs.
Leap into all the springtime activities with the money you need to make it the best ever. From graduations, college, home repairs, auto purchase, and family reunions, you don't want to worry about money. At ABC Finance, they can help. With loans from $500 to $15,000, decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Do all the things this spring with help from ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morris at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hedcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan White.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late-breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYOnline.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Talking with Keith Taylor from Kentucky Today. He's a UK sports writer on his way to Milwaukee for Kentucky's game coming up Friday night against Troy in the NCAA tournament. And we lost you for a minute there, Keith, but are you back with us?
I sure am.
Great.
We're somewhere in Indiana.
So you're getting closer then. How do you think the UK Big Blue Nation will travel to Milwaukee this weekend?
I think they'll travel well. They always travel very well. As long as they're within driving distance, probably 8 to 10 hours, they've always traveled well. I think it'll be Big Blue Nation in Milwaukee this weekend.
Now, what do you know about Troy? I haven't really seen a big scouting report on them yet.
I haven't either. I haven't got to look at them real close, but I think they're a team that obviously won the Sun Belt Conference, and that's a big feat, playing Team Duck Western Kentucky. But I understand they're a very good offensive rebounding team, but not a very good defensive rebounding team. So they kind of have some ins and outs. And they also, I know a little bit about the fact that they commit a lot of turnovers, and they can force some turnovers. So there's a little imbalance with that team right now.
Now, what's your thoughts on the Southeastern Conference getting 14 teams in the NCAA tournament? And, of course, Texas got beat last night by Xavier, but still 13 teams to go. And, you know, just about one out of every five teams in the tournament this year is a Southeastern Conference school.
I think it's a good thing for the conference. If you go back to probably 5 or 6 years ago, even when Coach Calipari was at UK, he always wanted the league to get tougher and stronger, and they did that by putting more money into their basketball programs and hiring better basketball coaches. And I think you're seeing the results of that. I think it's good for the conference, good for the league, and I think you're going to see some teams make some noise.
Yeah.
North Carolina will be up here this weekend. I'm anxious to see how they play, considering that they were kind of mocked because they did get a seed in the tournament, but we'll just have to see how it goes. But yes, I'm not surprised they got 14 teams in.
Now, have you had a chance to talk to Coach Pope, and have you tried to explain to him that the Southeastern Conference usually isn't that much of a murderer's row in basketball like it has been this season?
I told him he came in at the wrong time.
Yeah. It's been a challenge, but I think he's done a pretty good job. I do think maybe as Kentucky fans, we have to temper expectations a little bit in the NCAA tournament. I know a lot of times it's Final Four or bust. Hopefully the team's healthy enough it can make a run, but at the same time, you know, I wish we were at full strength going into the tournament.
I do too. I kind of wish we could have seen this team fully healthy with Justin Rodner and Lamont Butler and all those guys, Coach Chris. I think you would have seen maybe three or four more wins out of this team. But at the same time, I go back to the fact that the coaching staff has made the right adjustment, even amid the injuries that they've had. I think it's been a good thing, and I think, you know, the second weekend, I think that what UK fans will be very happy with.
Well, and as we look ahead to next season, how much of this roster will be back, and how much retooling will Coach Pope and the coaching staff have to do for next year?
I think you're going to get the three freshmen back, no question about it. I think Owe stays, you get Brandon Garrison back. You will probably get Coach Christa back on a redshirt. You got about three to four players coming in from high school. So I think you're going to see a very good team next year, one that will be deeper than this team. And obviously Justin Robinson won't be back because his eligibility is up. But I think overall you're going to see a healthier, more experienced UK team.
Well, the Cats have Troy. We need to get by the Trojans first in the first round Friday night. Keith, appreciate you coming on and being part of the show this morning. Safe travels to Milwaukee, and enjoy the ball games up there.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day, y'all.
All right. Thanks, Keith. That's Keith Taylor from Kentucky Today, UK sports writer. Appreciate him coming on and talking about the Cats. Again, Kentucky will play about 6 o'clock Central Time, a little after that Friday night against Troy in Milwaukee in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Coming up locally, some sports action on tap today. The Caldwell County baseball team scheduled to play at Paducah Tillman today. First game of the season for the Tigers. Paducah Tillman 1-0 with a win over Carlisle County. On Friday, the Tigers get to play at home for the first time at the VFW ballpark, taking on Livingston Central. And Friday will be our first broadcast here on WPKY for the Caldwell County baseball and softball season. Lady Tigers softball in action tonight, taking on defending state champion Henderson County in Henderson. So the Lady Tigers on the road. Caldwell's girls opening the season Tuesday night with a 16-0 win over at Hopkins County Central in just 6 innings over there. So Lady Tigers and the Lady Colonels both 1-0 this season. Caldwell County tennis scheduled to go to Hopkins County Central today. And as we told you earlier, the Caldwell County track team scheduled to see its first action of the season coming up Saturday when it goes to Muhlenberg County. And also, good luck to former Tiger Jay Breon Spikes and the Georgetown Tigers. They're in Kansas City for the round of 16 in the NAIA Men's National Basketball Championship. Spikes and the Tigers, a number 2 seed, taking on number 6 seed Northwestern from Iowa in the round of 16. That game is set for 7 o'clock tonight in Kansas City as Georgetown looks to make the Elite Eight of the NAIA tournament. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. I appreciate Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us this morning. Also, a big thanks to Keith Taylor from Kentucky Today coming on and talking about the UK Wildcats. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.